This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking to people this week who aren't in the government, who don't work for the government, but who are nonetheless really feeling the shutdown. Small business owners who are trying to get by without the government in their daily lives. Olala Njenga has been on the program a couple of times in the past 2 or 3 years or so. She runs her own marketing company. It's called Yellowwood Group out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Olala, good to have you back again.
Thank you.
How has it been for you with the shutdown? I mean, I imagine in a strategic marketing and communications firm, you do a little planning for these kinds of things.
We do a lot of planning, but I think there are some things that it is almost impossible to plan for. We have a client now in the pipeline that has a secondary relationship with a government agency, and the funding is questionable. And so they've kind of kicked back to us to say, you know, normally we would pay this in one big chunk, but can we get an installment relationship? You know, but we're kind of left holding the bag when I have to make payroll every other Thursday.
If the shutdown ends today, how long do you think it would be before your clients would feel confident enough and your cash flow would be strong enough for you not to worry anymore?
Ooh, that's a juicy question. It's almost kind of loaded, actually. I think fundamentally what's happening right now has really shaken the comfort level for small business owners in general. And even if we were to recover from it quickly, there will always be that thing in the back of most small business owners' mind. So I don't know if we'll ever really be sure, Kai, and feel good that, you know, someone's got our back. We can continue to go back to business as usual. I think once you get a shake like that, fundamentally, it just changes how you look at the role of government, and it changes whether or not you believe the government is really there to protect your interest.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go, Olala. Are you angry at all this, or are you frustrated and resigned?
I think I'm working through the final pieces of anger. You know, I think that being angry is more about, can we get to the policy making and get off the puffery, get off the politics, get off the grandstanding, and really put the needs of the people at the forefront of the dialogue and stop playing this game of chicken. So I'm at the end of anger, and I'm almost making my ascendant to just numb. I'm just numb. I'm frustrated. I'm numb. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. And at the end of the day, I still got a company to run, and I still have a team to lead.
Olala Njenga is the CEO of Yellowwood Group out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It does strategic communications and marketing. Olala, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.